A wife's mother. What a woman.
And she's a big woman, I tell you. She's a very, very big woman. If she was here tonight, no matter where she'd sit down, she'd be beside you. Her mouth is so big, she can whisper in her own ear. Every time she smiles, she leaves lipstick on her ears. I've done everything for this woman. I went out one time, one Christmas, and I bought her a beautiful chair. She wouldn't plug it in. Recently, I bought her a piece of property. I mean, that's a nice gift for a mother-in-law, isn't it? I got her a lovely piece of property. Not a very big piece now, just about 6 foot square. With a Celtic cross attached to it. I just done it for the fun of it. But she was complaining like a divot. Complained the whole time. Didn't speak to me all through the New Year. All through Easter, St. Patrick's Day, the summer holidays, everything went by. Not a whisper from her. So the following Christmas came and I bought her nothing. She came up on Stevens' Day and she says, "You never bought me anything this year." I said, "You didn't use the present I bought you last year, look." And she's threatened me too. She's threatened, she says, "I'll haunt you. I will haunt you, you big fat Egypt, you. I'll haunt you for the rest of your natural life. Never you live that long." I says, "How can you haunt me?" I says, "You'll be dead and buried." She says, "I'll be back. I'll come back from the grave. I'll scratch all the clay off myself. And I'll be back." So I'm going to bury her face down. But she can scratch as much as she wants to. This is a fabulous woman. We bring her everywhere with us. It's much better than kissing her goodbye. It's the lips, you see. She's two beautiful lips, but they're both on top. We took her down to Killarney one time from Dublin. You can imagine the drive down from Dublin to Killarney. And she nagged the whole way down in the car. Nag, 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 nag. She was still nagging when I was taking her down off the roof rack on the car. We went into the hotel and were signing our name on the hotel register. And two fleas hopped across the page. Two hoppers hopped across the page. She says, "It's bad enough having fleas in the hotel, but when they come down to see what room you're staying in." Well, we're only there about 10 minutes and she starts complaining. "I won't stay in this room. Here, you couldn't swing a cat in it. There's no toilet, there's no bed, there isn't even a window." I said, "Shut up, you're in the lift." In many ways, we are happy with mothers-in-law. I was particularly happy with my mother-in-law, and as I said, I've done everything for her. She said to me one time, she says, "Would you kiss me under a mistletoe?" I said, "I wouldn't kiss you under an anaesthetic." Have you seen her?
Yeah. That's Brendan Grace there, the master comedian, recognized indeed from Dublin, Ireland, and he's coming our way. There is an annual event, friends, that's in a very large and well-known theater. It's called Symphony Space, and it's at 96th Street and Broadway in New York City. And on April 10th, beginning at 6:30, this is going to be an amazing evening of entertainment. Enter the Haggis is indeed a very lively and popular group, and of course himself, the master comedian of Ireland, Brendan Grace, and then another very funny fellow. He's a writer, he's a comic, but he's going to be the master of ceremonies. Colm O'Regan. Now, all of this is indeed to benefit the New York Irish Center in Long Island City. And let's go over there and see what's happening. Paul Finnegan is the director, the executive director, and he has been known, you know, even late at night to sweep up and throw everybody out of the place, you know. Paul Finnegan, how are you?
I'm well, Adrian. How are you?
I am very good, thank you. And maybe you should, for the benefit of our listeners, just kind of give us the, you know, the story of the New York Irish Center. You know, pretty much from, you know, what do? Who do you service? And take it from there.
Absolutely, Adrian. Thanks for having me on, too. We do loads of things at New York Irish Center which reflect the Irish identity and culture, and people that either are Irish, Native Irish, or Irish Americans, or people who just like to hang out with the Irish. We try to provide them a nice place to come and enjoy themselves. We do multiple things like classes, you know, in the Irish language and the Irish dance, Irish music. There's Cayleys. There's plays. We had some readings by Geraldine Hughes and Jimmy Kerr this week, which went really well. So we have a broad variety of cultural activities and events. But our membership is all about community, and it's about bringing people together. That's the focus of who we are. We're not a performing arts center. Mm-hmm. We're a community center, and that's the key to who we are, and that's the key to why we came onto the Irish community landscape at all, you know, and fundamental to who we are is the group in our community, the seniors, and we build a lot around them. We have great programs for the seniors, but the seniors allow us to mix the generations, because we have lots of younger generations that like to come and volunteer with the seniors,
yeah.
And it's upon that rock we have our community built at the New York Irish Center.
I think it would be fair, though. I think we've heard so often from those who visit and indeed participate in the New York Irish Center, there's great buzz about the place. It would seem like, you know, developing friendships that could never happen anywhere else, because you don't have a central point in particularly for the Irish community, where, again, as you say, you cater to every age level, and indeed many of those who attend the numerous functions at the New York Irish Center bring their friends in, bring their neighbors in, who are not, who have little or no Irish connection. So it's a great, you know, you can't say it's a senior citizens center, because it is. You can't say it's just a school and classes. You can't say it's just an entertainment place, a place that caters to the elderly, because it's actually all of those things. And when you're talking about culture and you know, friendship, identity, that's it. And it has been, you know, it has been terrific.
That's right, Adrian, all of the above.
And you've had a particularly broad spectrum of activities that have developed more in the last years, everything from rare films to readings to stage performers, and the Irish dancing, all of it is so necessary, and there are other areas obviously as well, and that's just you know, reflect for a moment when Hurricane Sandy came down. You didn't huddle at the New York Irish Center, you got on board and head down to the Rockaways and head down to areas which really needed your help, that mehel, which the Irish are famous for. And that is kind of a gathering of people to show up in strength where needed without any expectation of compensation. That's a great thing.
Yes. You're bringing back to mind about Sandy and how our main hall was floor to ceiling full of emergency supplies, and we had transportation by the padded wagon down to the Rockaways. Truckloads went down, and it wore out our building. we had so much gone on during those few months that we wore out
right.
the building, and we made the decision recently to give it a facelift, which has really put a great new sheen on the place again. And if you haven't been back there lately,
right.
Anyone that's listening, I certainly urge you to come back as soon as possible and see what we've done with the building and the commitment of our board and our volunteers to just make it the best place we can make it. There's a ton of effort that's gone into it.
You know, there are some, you have some tremendous supporters in the community, and indeed many have given a lot of their time and their money and their support. Let me see if I can get myself into irreversible trouble here. We know that the Breslins have indeed, not only did they come on board to make things happen, but they did bring a lot of their friends, and many in the restaurant and pub business as well. You have contractors and those who very quietly, but in a very determined manner, come to make things happen. What's really important, though, is your annual fundraiser, and that's coming up again on this year. It's coming up rather rapidly. Normally, it's kept away from the St. Patrick's season, and it goes on into the summer. But this year, it's going to take place on April 10th. And tell us about, first of all, Symphony Space, other than for your events or perhaps a couple of others, you'd hardly consider it's a massive theater, and indeed it's a landmark in its own right. Big place to fill.
Yes, absolutely, Adrian. First of all, it fills the region of 750, and we pretty much filled it for the last couple of years. The thing to remember, though, there are no bad seats. It's such a well-designed space. You could be sitting anywhere in this and you would have a fine view of the performers and the sound system and everything. We're in a good place in terms of having a crowd there on April 10th. I think momentum is building significantly.
Yes.
And I wouldn't discourage anyone from going out this weekend right now, actually, and getting a ticket, because I think the longer you leave it, the more chances are you might not get in on the night.
Right. Okay, and definitely when you have tickets for the evening for as little as $40, and I know that $40, $60, it's not going to break the bank.
No. And we our goal with the evening is entertainment and also affordability. We know that the times are not as flush as they were several mm-hmm. years ago. I mean, maybe they're coming back a bit, but there's a lot of demands on people in the community and on their wallets. There are so many events and so on. And we're really keen to have people come and afford to be able to come, and that's why our prices in the audit, on the orchestra level are $60, and in the balcony are again, there are no bad seats. You can have wonderful, wonderful view of the whole thing from the balcony. And I think we've really put a lot of effort into the entertainment component of it. You know, Brendan Grace, you know, he gets up there and he has the command of all 750 people. We're going to have music that people can relate to. And Colm O'Regan is I think he has a brand of humor, which is, I think he's a rising star in Ireland, and that's why we
he is indeed, and an excellent master of ceremonies. Now, tell us about the band, Enter the Haggis.
Yes. It's you know, they're described as roots rockers, and they can do. They're not. I think they'll suit a broader audience. You know, you could bring in a lot of bands that play Irish music, but some of them might be a bit too much for some and not enough for others, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I think Enter the Haggis are the kind of middle-of-the-road extolers of Irish music, a little jazzed up, a little higher tempo because, you know, you have to breathe some life into the show. But I think they'll create the right balance for the show. And we'll give them a list of songs that we'd like them to play, and they may do one or two originals, but they won't do so many original songs of their own that people can't relate to them. They'll basically strike a chord. We're very confident they'll bring the whole show together.
Okay, now can you give us the telephone number or how do people get tickets at this stage of the game? And as you rightly point out, the very affordable seats, you know, $40 and $60 seats, they do tend to sell out fast. So let's get the jump on it here.
I'll give you all the important details. Just to mention, though, that we have a lot of corporate sponsors. You mentioned the building trades and the restaurant trades.
Yes.
They're the pillars upon which the New York Irish Center is built. And we do a lot of our seats to the corporate sponsors. But there are still plenty of seats available. So the best way to do it is go to our website and click on the link that says tickets. It's that simple. And what happens then is, so you go to our website, and I'll tell you our website at the end of this. When you get tickets, you can go to the Symphony Space website where you can either buy your tickets online or call the box office. So really the best way to get tickets is to go to our website, and the website is very simply nyirish.org. That's nyirish.org. You can't go wrong.
You can just
click through to tickets. You know, or if you feel that this is too high-tech for you, please call our office at 718-482-0909.
Okay. And by the way, your MC for the evening, Colm O'Regan, has a very funny piece on today's Irish Independent on Irish memmies. It's a riot. Anyway, good luck to you on that. And again, even though that's a lot of seats, again, almost filled on each occasion, and particularly for those, as I say, who would like to get tickets, $40 tickets, $60 tickets, then get on it right away. And one more time, the website, your website?
nyirish.org. nyirish.org.
Can't be any simpler than that.
No.
And good luck to you. And also, thank you and a marvelous staff at New York Irish Center, who indeed... although, in addition to your actual staff there, there are so many people who come and volunteer, and there's a great, great sense of community, and that's what you're known for.
Yes.
And definitely it deserves all the support it can get. Paul Finnegan, again, director, friends, executive director of the New York Irish Center. And again, Paul, as always, you're very welcome. We're going to play a track now from Enter the Haggis, which Paul was speaking about there. And it goes something like this.
Party for friends and relations who didn't desert when come to the wall. And if you listen, I'll make you as listen and spin you a tale of Lanigan's Ball. 6 to 1.